Well, my plan was to ride this thing out here, but it's flat. So I'm just going to set it up there for you to see. Here's what I want you to think about this morning, is that I could get any of your small children and bring them up here this morning and start teaching them about riding a bike. And I could come over here and talk to them about the pedals and about how they will grind your shins if you miss the pedal when you're really pedaling a bicycle. And I can teach them all about the brake system and about how some you have the brakes up here and some you just have to push this backwards and it'll stop. I can talk to them about the chain. I can tell them that you can raise the seat up and down to fit you and whatever your size is. I can tell a lot of, about how to ride a bicycle. But do you know where you really learn how to ride a bicycle? Is out in the streets. And this is my daughter's bike, and I tried to teach her how to ride a bicycle in the living room. And so I would sit her on it, and we would talk, and I would tell her, okay, this is what you do, and this is what you, and then she would pedal a little bit, and it just didn't work. And so we had to go outside, and we had to put her in the street, and she started pedaling this bike and fell over. And I can't tell you how much blood my daughter has left on our sidewalk and in our street. And here's the reason that I bring this out to you this morning, because a lot of you have been talking to me about how excited you are about this series about redeeming doubt and about this realization that all of us from time to time struggle with doubt. And you've been excited with me, and it's been such a blessing to see your excitement and to live through your excitement. And so many of you have talked to me about how what we've been discussing in here and thinking about in here has helped you so greatly. And I'm so excited about that. But here's what I want you to realize, is that this is not the room where you actually overcome doubt. Just like the living room is not the room where my daughters and my son actually learned how to ride the bike. They had to go out. They had to go out into everyday life, and they had to get on that bicycle, and they had to leave some blood on the street, and they had to wobble around a little bit, and they had to figure out how to do it out there in everyday life outside of our living room. And I want to say to you this morning that that is true for the series that we're doing. And as blessed as I have been hearing you talk to me about the value of this series of overcoming doubt and redeeming doubt, I have to tell you this morning that you do not overcome doubt in this room. You do it out in everyday life. Now, what you can do here, and I hope that this is what has been happening, you can learn about overcoming doubt here in this room. I hope that you have learned something about overcoming doubt. You can get encouragement about overcoming doubt here. And I hope that's something that has happened for you. I hope that week after week when you go out of these doors, you feel not only that you've learned something about overcoming doubt, but that you feel encouraged.